All right. How's everybody doing out there? Definitely recording this one late today, that's for sure. It's Monday, probably around 5 o'clock, Monday, July 12th, around 5 o'clock. So getting this up real late. Just like I said before, we just been like really busy with a lot of different things. Couple of random things. Chie has a week from this Friday, so basically a week and a half to her pro debut, which will be in Atlanta, Georgia. We have listeners in Georgia, so if you wanna come out, give your support, meet your boy, we'd be more than happy to accommodate that. So we will be in Atlanta, Georgia from the 21st, which is, I think, is a Tuesday, to that Sunday, whatever date that is. So we'll be there for a few days. Our show is actually on Friday, so we've been working really hard towards that. She looks really great, so we're definitely looking forward to what's going to happen, what to expect. To anybody that's been watching the basketball finals, the Milwaukee Bucks against the Phoenix Suns. I've been watching the Phoenix Suns. I've been rooting for the Phoenix Suns. One, I think they're a dynamic team right now. And two, one of the players of the team, which I'm quite sure everybody knows his name now, the household name, Devin Booker, who goes out with one of the Kardashians now. I think it's the one that's the model. But Devin used to, for years, dated my daughter, so we got to know him pretty well, and showing my support for him, I'm real happy for him. He's definitely been a talent. He's a nice guy, and he's starting to really make the world take notice about his talents and how good he really is. We've been knowing him since he was, in college, Kentucky. And he's a good guy. Devin's a really, really good guy. So we've been rooting for that. I haven't watched any games. I've been getting the highlights on ESPN. I know Phoenix is leading it 2-1. Last night, Milwaukee won. So, wishing him luck on that. That's it's a great thing for him. I've been lately looking for an office space. We're about to launch other parts of this company that's not just all personal training. So we've been looking for additional space. I need to get an office space to where I'm not here all the time, because we have certain things. Gym consulting. It's a lot of people, they open up gyms, they have no idea what they're doing. So I have friends in the industry that could sell equipment new or used or whatever. So we're in the process of opening up that where, like I said, it'll specialize. It'll have gym consulting. It'll also have it'll also have places to book our appearances. We do dual seminars. I do a lot of motivational speaking. I used to speak to troubled teenagers, Operation Snowflake, Operation Snowball. I did that for years, so I have a lot of experience in it. It's one of the passions that I'm looking forward to getting back to. So gym consulting, appearances, speaking engagements. We're about to launch two good, really clothing lines. My clothing line and Chie's clothing line. We're going to launch that from there. That'll be done in that office. As well as a weight loss supplement that we have been working on for a few years. It's going to be produced by our buddies who own a big, huge supplement company out in Abilene, Texas. So they'll be doing our stuff for us. So we have a lot of stuff going on. As well as the new studio, finishing up the things that we're trying to do here in terms of adding more cardio to be open to the public, where they can come in and utilize cardio. We're starting to stock more things in the retail. We're starting to add more clothing and different things like that for Ratio and Next Level Training Center. So we have a lot of things going on. So that's why it's really, really difficult sometimes to find a moment in time. It's really been like right now, it's because she ain't show. Every waking moment is spent trying to get her better and get her ready. People don't really understand how hard it is or how much energy it takes to prepare for a show when you're preparing to win. If you're just trying to show up and do a show, any clown can do that. But to really give yourself a chance at winning and doing well, it takes a lot of effort, a lot of focus, a lot of discipline, a lot of me personally overseeing and making sure you're doing everything to the max so we can get the max out of it. So we have been spending a lot of time, among those things, GA show, looking for an office, setting up things to get ready for those different businesses that we're going to run outside of that office at the same time while maintaining here and training clients and, doing all the other things that we do. So we're still trying to finish here and finish cardio and add the massage therapist and add more clients and, different things like that. So it's a lot going on. It really is. It's pretty, pretty busy. And when you're the one, the captain of the ship, you catch the brunt of it. So that's why it's like really been hard for me to do. I haven't even been training in weeks. And how do you own a gym and not train? That's a good one. But I haven't had the ability or the time to train. Usually we get about an hour each day. And that hour is usually spent trying to train Chie. So, all right. What I wanted to talk about today is one thing. It's not anything major. It's just one thing I thought about that, just kind of crossed my mind a little bit. And that is, people can say you could tell the character of a person, man or woman, by the music in which they listen to, okay? So my question is, if you dropped your iPhone where you had your music or your iPod or anything like that, and somebody found it, okay, and they looked at your track of music, the different artists that you have, and what you're listening to. For instance, if I found the iPod and it was all country music, I would assume some white country guy owns this iPod. If I found it and there was a bunch of this new ignorant-ass rap that they listen to, I would assume one of the homeboys in the hood got an iPod and this is his. So my question has been to a lot of people, if you had a personal listening device and you lost it and someone found it, and like I said, they looked at your music tracks, they looked at the artist that was on there, would they be able to tell who you are? Male, female, black, white, old, young, would they be able to tell from your list of music? And I thought about it, and I looked at my, hey, what's up, Tiger? I looked at my list of iPod, and I can guarantee you, I love music. If someone looked at my iPod, they would have no fucking clue who owns this music because I have an array of music that I love to listen to. I love to listen to anything that is quality. So if you found, like most of my music is on my iPhone. So if you found my iPhone, yes, of course you'd find hip hop. Not a lot from today because I just don't think they do it the way it used to be done. But you'd find a lot of old hip hop, barely find a clean version. A lot of, X-rated stuff where it just brings more impact. But you'd also run across a lot of gospel. You'd run across a lot of old Motown. You'd run across a lot of heavy metal. you'd run across a lot of rock, you know, and you'd be like, well, who the hell? I listen to a lot of country. One of my favorite songs, and I had this question, and there's only two people that would answer, they used to work for me. But one of the songs that I utilize, if I'm in a funk, if I'm not in a good mood, they always say, find a song that no matter what is going on, it'll make you smile. My song that does that for me is actually by Shania Twain. What's the name of that song? Girl something. It's just a uplifting, high energy, happy song. So, Cats in the Cradle, which always reminds me of my son. So you would probably look on my iPod and my iPhone, and you would see something by everybody from Old Motown, Marvin Gaye. Prince is my favorite artist by far, but you'd find a lot of Prince, a lot of Michael Jackson, a lot of Jay-Z, but you'd also find a lot of Garth Brooks, a lot of this one guy put the song on the other day, Bad to the Bone, you know what I mean? You find a lot of Billy Joel, you find a lot of the Piano Man. You'd find such a variety of music that if you could say, I tell you what, this is a business owner, a trainer that's born and raised in Inglewood. You would never come up with who you would think would own this type of music, because I have such an array and I listen to such an array. This morning I was listening to Kim, which, you know, K-E-M, he sings a lot of love ballads, and I love his music. His new album to me is just probably one of the best I've heard in a very long time. I listen to what they call conscious rap. My guy, Lupe Fiasco, you know what I mean? Lou used to be one of my clients. I knew Lou long before he ever really blew up on the scene, but he's considered a conscious rapper because what a lot of the things that he sing about are not this get a gun and shoot a bitch, I've been shot 9 times, but I got a lot of that on there also. We talk about 50 Cent, talk about Eminem, I even got Fetty Wap on there, which I don't know why, but I got Fetty Wap on there. He had the one track, Trap Queen. Actually, I like the song because my guy, which the world famous bodybuilder Sean Ray is a good friend of mine, his daughter was actually dancing on one of the videos. Not that I don't like the song, but it reminds me a lot. Her name is Asia Monet Ray. She used to be on Dancing Dance Moms. And then she had her own show called Raising Asia, which was on A&E. So the song, I like the song probably because she was performing on there. But if it's true that music is a indication of a person's character, I probably have hundreds of different characters, and I do my. I mean, people would think I'm bipolar. It's something. Sometimes I listen to this. Sometimes I listen to that. I mean, you know, I may be listening to Ray Charles to train to one day, and they go, "What the hell are you doing?" And the next day, I might be listening to MC Hammer, you know what I mean? Or Yolanda Adams or DMX or, you know, it just really, any mood that I'm in, I have some type of music to fit it. And it mostly comes in, like I said, mostly comes in when you're training, because that's the time when you lock into it, you put your music on and you try to take yourself to a different place, at least I do. So, it would be interesting. I would love to. I want to go around grabbing people and music get socked in the face. But I would love to see a collection of what's on people's music, because I am convinced it would not be as diverse as mine is. I definitely know that. But it would be very interesting to see. Listen to one type of music. You know, you listening to music that inspires you, uplifts you. I mean, what are we listening to nowadays? This crap that they call garbage, these mumble rappers, whatever. That was my just this little silly thought that went through my head about, I'm looking down my playlist and I'm downloading Ashanti, Rihanna, this guy that sing Bad to the Bone, I forgot his name, 21 Savage. I'm just all these varieties of things that I got at the push of a button when I need it for whatever reason I need it for. So, you may find me lifting weights, getting big to Tupac, you know what I mean? And the next time you may listen to it and I'm listening to Kim, you know what I mean? So it's just, that's just me. I love a variety. I love good music. Anything good, I got it. Kid Rock, Run DMC. I just love anything that's good music. All right. So that was just a thought that your boy Sir Earl had. So until next week, when I get back to y'all, this is your man, and I'm checking out of here. And you tell me, what makes you happy? What, you know, you can always email me. Let me know. What are you listening to? What makes you happy? You can hit me on Facebook. This video will be on Facebook. Let me know. All right? So until next week, it's your man, Sir Earl, checking out of here. Peace.